I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, and this is Frightened Rabbit.
I am soaking. I am weathered by the winter of mixed drinks. I'm a dancing. I'm simply spinning in my own grave. You're asking in two steps. I'm saved. Let me color up your skin, paint your toes. Let me color, let me.
Frightened Rabbit is an indie rock band from the small town of Selkirk, Scotland. They're touring the U.S. to promote their just-released third album. That album, intriguingly, is titled The Winter of Mixed Drinks. Scott Hutchison, I like the title.
Thanks very much.
Scott, you've come into our studio with fellow bandmate and guitarist Gordon Skeen, for whom it's still too early to converse, but maybe you'll say a thing or two.
If you're lucky. I mean, he's a man of few words, and it's always wisdom when it comes out. So we'll wait and see if he graces us with that.
Now, you recorded The Winter of Mixed Drinks in Fife,
yes.
Scotland. Not exactly a recording industry mecca, I expect, but what is it like?
My favorite places to record are places where there's not a lot to do. You know, so you could go to Glasgow and record, but you probably wouldn't get that much work done.
You'd be so distracted.
Yeah, I think that's the case. We've also worked in Bridgeport in Connecticut as well, and it's the same applies there. You know, there's not really anywhere to go for mixed drinks, for example.
Don't tell that to the people in Bridgeport.
Yeah. So, no, places like that, and Fife, it's like very little to do there, and it was just really good to focus the mind, I guess, and concentrate on the work.
And so what did it bring to the album?
There's a kind of a nautical theme running through a lot of the material, and I'd never lived by the sea at all in my life, you know, and it had a big effect. I think there's something about the rhythm of it. It's quite calming. I was going out there, you know, primarily to just get healthy again. And I think the sea did a lot of that for me.
Well, indeed. I mean, I think of a song like Swim Until You Can't See Land. Maybe you can play that.
Absolutely. We certainly will.
Threshold of the North Sea, my mind, and the nod to the boredom that drove me here to face the tide and swim. I swim, swim. Dip a top in the ocean, all hard hearts, and it numbs. The rest of me is a version of man built to collapse and crumb. If I hadn't come down to the coast to disappear, I may have died in a landslide of rocks and hopes and fear. So swim till you can't see land, swim till you can't see land, swim till you can't see land. Are you a man? Are you a bag of sand? Swim. Can't see land swim till you can't see land swim till you can't see land. Are you a man in a bag of sand?
Now, you're not from Fife. You're originally from Selkirk, Scotland, which is a town of about 5,000.
Something like that, yeah.
Is there any sense that there's a flourishing music scene there, indie music scene there?
I'd say perhaps not. I think it's fairly common for anyone who wants to be in a band or you know, write original music to leave Selkirk and seek kind of fame and fortune elsewhere. It's a great place to grow up, but it's the kind of thing, when I was in high school, I was just playing covers because that's all anyone wants to hear.
Covers of what? What were you listening to? What were your influences?
At the time, I saw myself as just a guitar player. I wasn't singing. I didn't sing until I was 19. So it was stuff like the Stone Roses and Paul Weller. What else did we play? A bit of Supergrass. You know, stuff that makes me maybe squirm a little bit now, but it was good at the time.
Interestingly, you sing very proudly almost with your native brogue.
Yeah.
I guess that's intentional.
I mean, I'm definitely, you know, conscious of it. But initially, it was really just because the material is personal to me. It's about me, most of it. And it would seem really strange not to sing in my own accent. It always really irks me when bands from Scotland adopt an American accent. There's nothing wrong with the American accent, I'd like to stress, but it's just for Americans, really, isn't it? You know, so I think a lot of new bands coming out of Scotland are doing the same, and I think it's great.
Mm. In your music, there seems to be kind of a morbid sense of humor. You often write about death and body parts, cancerous tumors, I think of the line, so the size of the tumor diminishes as the tune Nothing Like You goes. But you all do it with kind of a wry smile. You like the funny dark side.
Yeah, I do. I think it's a Scottish thing, you know.
Why? What makes that so Scottish?
Well, I think there is this sense of doom there, but it's always kind of amusing to us. I don't know, it's hard to explain, but there's something very, very specific about Scottish humour whereby it actually tends towards the morbid and the self-deprecating a lot of the time.
The two lovers covered in covers are hot. I can put us to bed tonight. I'm bruised, but she is dressing the wounds and night nursing a broken mind. She was not the cure for cancer. And all of my questions still ask for answers. There is nothing like someone new. This girl, she was nothing like you. Post-operation, I find I'd come in a dream again. All the pain, almost as painful as ever, but something in me was not the same. At night, during dreams of submission, I could claw back my heart and soul. As the size of the tumor diminishes, so we fill that black hole. She was not the cure for cancer.
Nothing Like You, that's from the latest album by Frightened Rabbit called The Winter of Mixed Drinks. Scott Hutchison, lead singer with Frightened Rabbit, joined by his loquacious guitarist and singer, Gordon Skene. Thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And before we go, I just want to say you've got to check out a video of an acoustic version of their song, Living in Color. Find that at our website, theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.